Can you describe briefly the type of the range of produce that you carry now?
Well, most of the produce we have is pretty basic, and although we have access to everything that any store in southern Canada has, we tend to pick the goods that sell best here. And this varies from time to time, but generally speaking, we find that fruit outsells vegetables by quite a margin. With the result is that we tend to get lots of apples and oranges, and grapes is a good seller. But in the line of vegetables, we have to be very careful, because we're only estimating sales or projecting sales for 1 week at each time. So we have to try and get just enough in to sell within that 1 week period. Because after that week, the stuff deteriorates so fast that we end up having pretty high write-offs. And of course, this is not good business practice. So there are variables. The white population, of course, add to the demand for certain vegetables. But that's something that we seldom count on, as most of the agencies, other than ourselves, have some kind of arrangement with other suppliers down south. So the result is that most of the government personnel don't really count on buying their produce from the store. They have alternate arrangements that they make before coming north. So if their sources dry up, then of course it would put an extra demand on ours, and those are weeks that we tend to run out of certain items very, very quickly. So it's something we have to live with. But generally speaking, for the people of Svens Bay, and I'm mainly talking about the Inuk population, it's mostly a 75 to 80% fruit diet during that week. The vegetables is not very high on their list of desirable produce items. So most of their vegetables are either in the canned or dried or frozen variety, as opposed to the fresh.
What other types of foods do you have besides the fruit and vegetables in the can?
Oh, heck, a full range of stews, solid meats, like pork products, corned beef, even Australian corned beef. So we cater to all tastes. let's see now. Canned soups are very, very popular. Dried fruits, is dried soup, of course, the dehydrated ones are also very, extremely well received, and most of our canned fruit sells well. One in particular is canned mandarin and oranges, which we sell like you wouldn't believe. And dried vegetables is fairly popular in the making of stews, etc. And pickles, baby food, of course, is very high in the demand list, and coffees, teas, sugar, all the basic items, of course, all sell well. We have microwave ovens at the checkouts, and these are generally provided for the customer because of our sales of quick foods like sandwiches, hot dogs, hamburgers, other pizzas, etc., etc. They would buy them, heat them up, and take them home. So, and this, together with maybe Joe Haven, we probably got the highest per capita consumption of this type of food in the Arctic. It's they're not the most nutritionally nutritious type of diet, but they seem to like them. They're fast food, and And we found that over the years that the faster they can cook and eat any product, it's this sells well. Anything that they can put in the oven for 5 minutes or in a microwave for a minute and a half or whatever appeals to them at the most. I've always found it kind of strange that the people who's noted for their patience over the years are so impatient to cook a meal properly.
Well, as, yeah, I also know you have a nutritionist and you've got signs up around the store about nutrition. What impact do you think the Bay has had on traditional diets here?
Well, I would like to say that the program is working well, but I'd have to be honest and say no, it isn't. Although we push it, and particularly with regard to the younger people, we try to get it across to them that junk food, although we don't want to say that they shouldn't eat this, because it doesn't matter how much you preach to any young person throughout the world, they're going to opt for the odd candy and packet of chips and stuff like that. We try to get it across to them that perhaps the best thing to do would buy an apple as opposed to a packet of chips or a can of pop or whatever. And we're hoping to get through to them in this way, because The older people, they tend not to read the posters or understand what it's all about, although this has been brought to their attention through various agencies, including ourselves. The impression I get is they're rather impatient and find maybe that this is just another one of these stupid things that the white man is starting to impose, and they have little or no time for. So I think the hope of this program is to educate through the schools, through the nursing stations and ourselves, the desirability of a cross-section of foods as opposed to a diet of pop and potato chips and things like this. We supply these things. And it has been said that we have an obligation to forbid the sales of this. But our answer has always been that the most desirable avenue to use in changing people's habits is through education, as opposed to saying, naughty, naughty, you shouldn't have this because you're not in control of your own life and can't make an educated decision with regard to what's good for you and what's not good for you. And to illustrate this, I would like to say that anybody going to a similar sized community in southern Canada and demanding the removal of certain things would be met with a response that you can probably hear in Australia. So from this, I just wanted to sort of illustrate that we want to treat these communities as we would any other community throughout Canada. And if things are in an imbalance with regard to their food intake, then we should set about educating people rather than saying you're not getting this because you're eating too much of it or you're drinking too much of it.